all of the prisoners are here. It's terrified seeing if you saw it off the back of the... Once it gets out there, I don't know what they like.
His own, like the stars of the morning. Very good. Yesterday we were reading about the throne that was in heaven, and there was beautiful stones around it, right? And here it talks about the little children being like precious jewels. That's a neat thing to consider. Okay, who has another song they would like to sing? 45. Okay. I don't know how to sing the words that are on here, but what's 45? Do you know? Do you want to sing 46 instead? 45 says it's not on the one I have because of copyright. Do you know what a copyright is? A copyright is when you're not allowed to print something because somebody wrote it and they consider it very important, and you have to pay money to have it on there. So, okay, did you have another one you want to sing? Do you want to sing 46? Okay. 46. Pardon? Okay, I can sing that. Sure.
Two little eyes to look to God, two little ears to hear His word,
two little feet to walk His way, two little hands to work for Him all my days, one little tongue to speak His truth,
feet and his hands for the Lord. And he was able to use them mightily. And you know, it's nice when we remember to use what the Lord has given us for him. So I'm very glad we could sing that song. Okay, who has another one they would like to sing?
40?
Okay, I think we know that one. Jesus loves me, this song, they get the boys to sing a verse, a girls to sing a verse, and then in the last verse, when we get to me, we point to ourselves. So why don't we do that? I appreciate them doing that, and it's a nice way to think about what we're singing. So maybe we can get the boys to sing verse 3, the girls to sing verse 4, and in verse 5, we'll point to ourselves. Jesus loves me. A ruler once came to Jesus.
people to listen a little bit better. Did you want to say a verse?
He said unto bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:35.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. Go ahead.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Very good. They are Werther's. My wife bought them. So you'll have to trust what they are. Somebody else have a verse they wanted to say?
I want to.
Okay, go ahead.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
That is excellent. Thank you very much. Did you want to say? Anybody else? I'm going to be asking some questions too, so if you listen, you can also get a prize if you listen to the answer the questions, okay? Let's just ask the Lord for his help before we read a few verses. Okay, so what I wanted to talk today about was a little boy named David. Does anybody know who David was? Who's David? He's the guy who fought Goliath and killed him. What else do you know about David?
He killed a lion and he killed a bear.
He killed a bear.
And he protected his sheep.
He protected his sheep. Very good. You know what? I wanted to talk a little bit today about him. I'll just give you one. Protecting his sheep. You know, I was thinking about David. He was a young boy when he looked after sheep. And the Lord chose him to be a king. And I was just going back and I was looking at verses. You know, I was thinking about Samuel. I had looked at Samuel and I thought, Samuel listened to the Lord when he was a boy. I'm going to go through all the instances where the Lord spoke to Samuel and he listened. And then I decided I was going to go through David and I was going to look at, he was a shepherd when he was a boy. What did the Lord say about him looking after sheep? And that's what I want to talk about today, is seven verses that talk about what David did when he looked after sheep. Now, are sheep fun to look after?
No.
No. You should ask Dave Burns about it. He's built a huge fence for sheep there, and his son has got a mini farm, and they've got their first sheep on it. And, you know, I was talking to Ian Clark, I don't know if he's here, but about looking after sheep, because when I lived here, he had goats. And we were talking about it 2 days ago, and he said, you know, I don't like looking after sheep because they're harder to look after. And you know why he said? They die a lot easier, and they're a lot more trouble, and it's hard to keep them under control. And actually, goats are a little bit easier. So I'd like to read just a few verses about sheep. You know, it's important to consider what the Bible says very specifically. So the first verse I'd like to read is in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 11. And this is when David was anointed to be the king. And Samuel was discouraged because Saul, who was the previous king, hadn't turned out to be a very good king. And the Lord told him to go anoint another king. And he had Jesse bring his sons, and they were going to pick a king. Was David the first person there? Do you know? No. Who was? Who was? His other brothers. Yes, it says, it came to pass when they were come, he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but God, the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse, the son of Abinadab, made him to pass before Samuel, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammua pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. So was he very old? He was the youngest. Is anybody here the youngest in their family? Yes, Pascal, I know you are. I come from a big family. There's 11 kids. I'm the fourth, but I'm not the youngest. This is the youngest. It says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in, and he was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance and good to look on. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. So the verse that I wanted to talk about, what was he doing when they went to go get him? I'm going to read it, and you guys tell me, and if you can tell me, you get a prize. It says, he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. Behold, he keepeth the sheep. What was he doing?
He was keeping the sheep. Yeah, he was keeping the sheep.
He was keeping the sheep. What does it mean to keep the sheep? How do you take care of sheep? Yes, you have to take care of them, make sure they don't get over the fence. There's lots of things you have to do to keep sheep. So I put keep sheep, 1 Samuel 16:11 here. So he was keeping, and you know, God chose him to go from keeping sheep to what was he going to keep?
Sheep.
Instead of sheep. Why did he anoint him?
To be king.
To be king, very good. Very good. I'm not giving out prizes quite the way I should, am I? Anointed him to be king. That's exactly right.
Thanks.
You answer a question, you get one, okay? And David, do you think he did a good job as keeping the sheep? What do you think?
Yes,
he did. Very good. You know, it's important to do what the Lord gives us to do when we're young very carefully. You know, keeping the sheep was very important. He went from keeping sheep to keeping a whole country. God saw that David was very careful in with doing the job that God had given us. And we talked about our eyes and our ears and our hands and our feet and using them for the Lord. It's very important to just do the little things that the Lord gives us. Okay, I'd like to read another verse that's just a little bit further down. And he did something a little bit, it's part of keeping the sheep. It's down in verse 19. It says, wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. So what did he do with the sheep here? He was with them. With the sheep. Do you think it's important if you're keeping sheep to be with them? Yes, I think it's very important. Here, you can have another. It's very important to be with them. You know, I was thinking, actually Dave Mearns shared breakfast with us this morning, and I was thinking, you know, when we lived in Edmonton, Ben and Ian and Keith drove 7 hours to come to my house in Edmonton and redo my roof with me and spend some time together. And you know, that was pretty nice. I still remember it very much to this day. Lindsay remembered they came on a Monday and they left on a Wednesday. It's important for us. David recognized the importance of being with the sheep. You know, it's hard to help somebody unless you're with them. And David realized it was important to be with the sheep. You think it's exciting to be with sheep? What do you think?
No.
No, you are right. Can sheep be troublesome? Yes, they can. What do you think it's exciting to be with sheep? No. Yeah, you can have. There you go. It's not always exciting to be with sheep. Matter of fact, I think when Ian was talking to me about it, it can be hard. You mentioned that sometimes, you know, if you leave them and it's cold out and it gets cold in Regina, they can die. There's another lady in the Rideau Ferry Assembly, and she, her husband and kids look after sheep, and a lot of the babies die. You have to be very careful. You need to spend a lot of time with them, and there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But David realized it was important to be with the sheep. So that's the second one. Okay, I'd like to go to the next one, and it is in chapter 17 and verse 15. And it says, but David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. What did he do to the sheep here? Feed them. You think it's important to feed the sheep?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very important. Do you like it when you don't have any food?
No.
No. You know, I have 5 kids, and they complain if there's no food to eat. Feeding the sheep is very important, you know, and sometimes it's, maybe they're picky about what they want to eat, or maybe they get sick from what they eat. It's a big job to actually feed the sheep. You know, it's a very important. But, you know, David recognized how important it was to feed the sheep. And, you know, I realize that's important, too. Sometimes I have to think about, did my kids get the right food, whether it be when we eat a meal or whether we have a Bible reading or whatever it may be. It's important to feed the sheep and make sure that they have food to have, right? You know, I actually, when I was in Edmonton, I worked at a huge sheep farm. There's 3,000 sheep. I was just helping them a little bit, but their sheep weren't growing properly because there was a bacteria they were getting, and it made it a whole lot longer for them to grow big enough to sell. And it had to do with what they were eating. Feeding the sheep is very, very important. David recognized the importance of feeding the sheep. You know, God took David from being with the sheep to being with the king. So I think the Lord must have recognized how important it was to be with. And you know, he took him from feeding sheep. Where did his father send him when he was feeding the sheep? I didn't read it. Yes, but he had a job at the battlefield. What was his job? Very good. He went from feeding sheep to feeding warriors for keeping what the Lord had given them. I think the Lord recognized the importance of feeding the sheep. Okay, the next one I'd like to look at, and someone mentioned it at the beginning. What did David do when a lion and a bear came? He did. He killed them. Why did he kill them? Because they tried to get a sheep. If they didn't try and get a sheep, do you think he would have killed them? No. You know, he cared deeply about the sheep, and he wanted them safe and protected. And the word that I wanted to use here, and I've read these verses a whole bunch of times, but there was a little phrase that jumped out to me the last time I read it. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34. It says, David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth, and he arose against me. I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. I'm not going to keep going. He went out after them to get them back so that they didn't get killed. He wanted those sheep restored so they didn't die and they didn't get hurt. He looked after them. He wanted them restored. He went out after them. He probably left the other ones and went after them. Would you want to go fight a lion or a bear?
No.
No. There's lots of dangerous things that can attack sheep. So that's the next one I'm going to put here. It doesn't use this exact word, but I appreciate the fact that he went out, he got those sheep, he protected them, and he brought them back. Okay. The next one I'd like to look at is a little bit different. And actually, let me just continue with that for a little bit. He protected the sheep. And God was going to give him a job. And what was he going to protect Israel from? From Saul? In some ways. The Philistine. Who was the Philistine? What was his name? The bad guy. That's a very, very, very good answer. The bad guy. He took David from keeping the sheep from the animals that wanted to get him, to taking David, and David was going to get rid of the person who wanted to destroy Israel. So God saw that he cared deeply about the sheep, and he was willing to risk his life and go fight a lion and a bear, and now he was going to risk his life and go fight this uncircumcised Philistine who was mocking God, and he was going to rescue not just a sheep. He was going to rescue Israel with the Lord's help. And that's pretty amazing. Okay. The next one I'd like to look at is in 1 Samuel 25. And again, it doesn't use the word that I'm going to put up here. So this is a little bit later. Saul decided that he didn't like David, and David had to go on the run. And while he was on the run, he actually ended up being very close to a man who kept a whole bunch of sheep. Does anybody know what he did for that man and his wife? He helped them. How did he help them? Let's just read the verse, and then you tell me what he did, okay? It says in verse 14 of chapter 25, it says, "But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, Behold, David has sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep." So what did he do? He was like a very good, a protector, like a wall. Do you think sheep need protection?
Yes.
Sheep need protection. Matter of fact, in the New Testament, and we can actually find a lot of these words in the other chapters about sheep, and I'm not going to have a chance to turn to them, but remember it says that the Lord is the door of the sheep? That's because there was a wall around it. David acted like a wall to protect these sheep, and they weren't even his. He cared about them. And you know what's nice about this? Is the Lord protected David. He protected the sheep, but the Lord protected David. Does anybody know what the Lord protected David from here?
The guy.
That's right. What did the guy want to do to him?
He wanted to get him. That's a very good answer. Nabal. The Lord protected David from doing something very foolish because he was angry. And the Lord protected him because Nabal didn't want to help David at all. And David almost did something very bad that he shouldn't have done. And Abigail came out, and the Lord used Abigail to stop him, to protect him from doing something that he shouldn't have done. Appreciate that. Okay, let me put that verse up. So David protected the sheep, and it's important to protect the sheep. Okay, let's go to the next one. And this is in 2 Samuel chapter 7. And I'm going to read it, and somebody tell me what David did here. This is in chapter 7 and verse 8. It says, "Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, and from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel." So David wanted to build the Lord a house, and he has Nathan go back and give him a message. And Nathan says, "David, God took you from doing what?" Did anybody catch the word there? Let me read it again and you tell me. It says, from following the sheep to be ruler over my people. What did he take him from doing there? Following the sheep. Why do you think it would be important to follow the sheep? So then you could be with them to watch them. You know, sometimes if you just lead, if you led the sheep, some of them might sort of fall behind and get curious and run over here and run over there. You know, when you follow them, you really have to make sure that even the slowest ones and the silliest ones go the right direction. The Lord took David from following the sheep to being ruler over the sheep. You know, in my job, one of the interesting books that I read that I've never forgotten, it talked about if you're climbing a mountain with like 20 people, if you want to get to the top the fastest, you go behind the slowest person and help them go a little bit faster if you can. And that will get everybody to the top faster. You know, I never forgot that. David recognized the importance of the slowest, most troublesome sheep. And he followed them, and the Lord took him to be a ruler over the sheep. Okay, I got to watch our time. I just have a couple more now. Was David perfect?
No.
No.
God is perfect.
And we're going to talk about that exact thing. Do you know what David did? He stole a sheep. Does anybody know the story of him stealing a sheep? He was being lazy, and he was at home, and his army had gone out to battle, and he was up on his roof, and he was looking, and he saw a woman who was beautiful, and he took her, and he shouldn't have. He killed her husband. Was that bad? Very bad. And you know what the Lord said to David? He told him a story about sheep, little lamb. And he said, David, he told him about this stolen lamb, and David really bothered him, and then David recognized it was him. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 4. And this is the story that is being told to him by Nathan. It says, "There came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take his own flock and his own herd, to dress it for the wayfaring man that was come unto him. But he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was to come. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and said to Nathan, As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. He shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, because he had no pity. Was David upset about this stolen lamb? Yes, he was very upset about this stolen lamb. And Nathan had to say to him, "You're the one who stole the lamb." You know, David wasn't perfect. He is a picture of the Lord Jesus, but he wasn't perfect. And he stole a lamb. And he had to pay back for that lamb. And it's a very sad story. But you know, the Lord used that to work in David's life for good. Okay, well, I'd like to turn to the last one. And that's the only negative one in here of all of these. But it's actually, I was at Carrollton Conference, and Stephen Rule mentioned that. And I thought, you know what? There was seven little words that I had looked at, and he mentioned about David stealing the sheep. But the Lord used that indirectly for David's good. Okay, let's go to the last one. This is in 2 Samuel 24. And this is a very interesting story where David tells his captain of the army to go number the people. And should David have done that? No, he shouldn't have done it. Probably would have made him a little bit proud if he knew exactly how many men he had. And the Lord allowed a punishment to happen because David did what he shouldn't have done, and Israel had actually done what they shouldn't have done too. And some of the people started to die of a sickness as a punishment for what had happened. And you know, this is a very sad story. Do you think David was upset about the people of Israel dying? He was very upset. And let's just read what he was willing to do in, this is 2 Samuel 24. And this is David talking to the Lord. He says, "And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, Lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house." So what did he want the Lord to do? Instead of doing something to the sheep, what did he want him to do? Yes. He was willing to die instead of the others. He knew it was his fault. Now, we talked about David failing, and David failed here, but it's nice that he was willing to die for the sheep. And you know, he was in the wrong, but he had a heart that cared deeply for the sheep. And I just, this is the last one. And he was willing to die for the sheep. So why do I say all these things about David? He talked about seven things. The first one was, that's all what he did. Who else does all these things too? Keeps the sheep, he's with the sheep, feeds the sheep. God. You know what? I think David deeply appreciated the fact that God did all these things for him. And you know, he wrote a psalm about God being his shepherd. Does anybody know what psalm that is? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Where's that?
And that's a verse
too. It is a verse too. You're absolutely right. It's a whole little chapter that David wrote about keeping sheep. And I just want to read that because you know what? One of the things important, and this is important for all the boys and girls, to do what the Lord has given you to do very carefully. But when we realize that God cares for us way more than David cared for the sheep, makes our hearts very
happy. You know, I was just overwhelmed when I... If you go through Psalm 23 and you look for these little words, you'll find them. So let's just go to Psalm 23. I realize our time is almost up. This is David. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Does the Lord keep his sheep?
Yes.
Yes. If you don't want anything, that means you're being kept pretty good care of, right? If you don't want anything at all, that means that you're being kept pretty good care of. And then it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." What do the sheep do to green pastures?
Eat.
That's exactly right. They eat. That's good. So he fed the Lord feeds the sheep. Do you think the Lord cares about feeding everybody in this room? Yeah. You know, the Lord even fed me when I started looking at these words. It was a good meal. A very good meal. Okay, then it says, "He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." Does the Lord restore us? When we get into trouble, and we make big mistakes, I've made lots of big mistakes. Just ask Dave Mertens. Does the Lord restore us? He does, and it's wonderful. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Is the Lord with his sheep? I did too. It's one of the first chapters I memorized. The Lord promises to always be with his sheep. You know, sometimes we have our back turned to him, and sometimes we don't like what he's saying to us, but the Lord is always with his sheep. "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." What does the Lord do with his rod and his staff? Sorry. Ryder, what did you say? He protects and comforts us. You know, if you get into trouble, he rescues you. If something's coming to be a problem, I'm sure he uses his rod and his staff for... There's all different reasons that the Lord does to protect us. So he protects us. It says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." There's feeding again. "Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Does the Lord do a good job as a shepherd?
Yes.
Does he ever? It says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me." Are we followed? Does the Lord follow us?
Yes.
He follows us with goodness and mercy all the days of my life. Does he do it just for a day?
No.
Does he do it for a week?
No.
Every day. "And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." What did it take for us to dwell in the house of the Lord? For us to go to heaven, what had to happen? That's right. And Jesus had to die on the cross for our sins. He was willing to die for us so that we could be saved. That's exactly right. You know, I love this psalm. David, I think, loved this psalm. And you know, it's beautiful to me to consider David, what David did for the sheep. It's wonderful for me to consider what the Lord does for everybody in this room. And you know, we're supposed to do it for each other too. If you go through, and if for those who are older, if you go through Ezekiel 34, you'll find these words in there, or something similar. If you go through John 10, you'll find these words in there, or something similar. And you know, does the Lord make any mistakes?
No.
No, he doesn't. Okay, let's just pray.